Hey, it's me, Julie.
It's me, Karima.
Okay, cool. So today we're going to talk about queer Asian Americans in pop culture and media. So, yeah. Karima, can you like first start off with your opinion on this?
I think it's really cool that people are queer and Asian American and in social media. This is just a test.
I retweets. I'll just keep let it go until like 20 minutes. But okay.
Oh my god, 20 minutes?
Yeah, my podcasts are gonna be like 20 minutes long.
Okay.
Which is actually it's pretty good because most podcasts reach like 49 minutes.
And then I get tired of listening to them.
Exactly. So I want my podcast to be like around 15-20 minutes, just like people can like listen to on a regular car ride,
mm-hmm.
and be able to finish it. Because sometimes I don't even ever finish my podcast. Have them at least released in part one and part two if I do mm-hmm. extend beyond that. Okay, so I was doing a lot of research, and I think what I want to do is have my first podcast be an interview. I think just go straight into an interview. Lizzie, you met Lizzie. She had a TA at Berkeley, and she is a queer Asian American. Her name is Kim Tran from Berkeley. But I really want to reach out to her and ask her if she could do an interview with me. So I'd basically, like, reach... I don't know if I would go to SF or, like... Because I don't know how Skype interviewing works and how I can record that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not too hard. But that's probably how the interview is going to be set up. But then I was also thinking about buying microphones for in-person interviews. And if not buying it, then I can rent it at UTD, because that's what we did, me and my roommate did earlier.
Oh, word.
Do something like that. So I think I'm going to have, like, every other podcast would be an interview.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I was reading her short little bio, and I'm like,
yeah.
Dope.
It's dope, right? Yeah. I wish I went to Berkeley. Because UTD ain't got none of this shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, a lot of the people I'm going to interview are professors. Some of them are filmmakers. This girl, okay, who? Ron. She is our age. She made a film, like a straight up film, on like just like a gay couple in China. And like it was banned all throughout China.
Oh, shit.
But she got like international acclaim for it. And she goes to UCLA. But I really want to interview her because I think that'd be dope. Like, 19 years old, you release mm-hmm. a film when you're 18 about queer people in China. Like, that's so bad. Like, yeah. You can't do that. But that's so cool. Like, her and her friends
did
it.
Guess what? She fucking did it.
She fucking did it, yeah. So I really want to reach out to her. I've been trying to find her contact info, but I cannot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to reach out to her. I have one friend that goes to UCLA, so I'll just be like, can you find her in the directory, please?
Please.
Please, can you reach out to her? And then I really want to reach out to... I think you pronounce her name Amaya.
Mm.
She's a mutual friend of mine. She's a U.S. presidential scholar. She's a designer. She's really good. Really, really good at stuff. But I need more South Asian Americans. Because right now, they're all East Asian. And, like, you know, Asia covers such a large portion. But,
yeah,
she's a really good artist. Like, cool shit like that. I don't know if she's queer, though. She looks kind of...
Hey, are you gay?
Hey, I'm gonna message her. Hey, are you gay?
You want to talk about gay things on my gay podcast?
I mean, only if you're gay. Are you gay?
By the way, I don't know if I asked you already, but listen, are you gay?
So I'm gonna do that, and then these two people they wrote a textbook back in the 90s about queer Asian Americans, and so I'm gonna reach out to them. So this guy's a UPenn professor, but, I'm kind of excited. I was talking to my brother about it, and I was like, I don't know if these people would contact me or, like, reach out back, right? He was like, they probably would just because, like, this is what they do for a living, and if they see, like, younger adults audiences, trying to talk about it, like, they're gonna enjoy that. And I was like, damn, you're right. That's cool. So, yeah, this is just, like, the list I compiled earlier today, but I'm still going because, like, I can reach out to every one of them, but only, like, one responds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least by the deadline that I want them to. So, I think if I'm looking at it... So if I release this podcast, I don't think I'll get it approved until, like, October, November.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, I'll start interviewing in November. like at least three people, two or three people, and release like, I probably release every Thursday or something, or every other Thursday, because I don't know how hard this will be.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's gonna take a lot of time, but like,
yeah, and you also have to like have content.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So like, I need. So I'm hoping that like blog posts will take up most of the content.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and then that comes the issue like, throughout this entire from August from here on till like by November, I need like a good like at least five people who will, like, this is like only a passion project and no one's getting compensated for it. Like, mm-hmm. I need at least five people who will post just because they want to, like, out mm-hmm. of the goodness of their hearts and like out of the desire to like post more content for queer Asian Americans. And I haven't found anyone yet, but also just started this week, so
yeah.
So we will see.
You gotta give yourself some time.
Yeah. So we'll see how it will go. But yeah, that's like a rough sketch of things. Nice. And then me and Adri, we're gonna get coffee tomorrow and like actually work on drafting some visuals
mm-hmm.
and see how that goes, just for fun. But like get a lot of ideas going. And then on Monday, this Monday, I have a dinner date with a couple friends of mine, a couple Asian friends of mine, who are like really, really good photographers. And they're kind of like basic photographers. They're really good at what they do. But what people want, you know, like when people ask to get like portraits done of them, it's like the same thing everyone has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the basic, like,
yeah,
you know, just like a really good basic photo. And they've always wanted to do like more creative stuff, but like no one ever pays them for that.
Mm.
So I was like talking about it and they got really excited because like, I want some crazy shit, like props and like crazy makeup and like really cool lighting that people don't do. So nice. I'm going to do that and then we'll see how it goes. I need to talk to some more people, but yeah. And also like, don't want to reach out to any of these people for interviews until like the idea is completely solidified. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to talk to them and then have it fall through next month, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
it's just going to make them pissed or, like, just annoyed or, like, confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to make sure this is, like, a set in stone thing when I reach out to them and have enough contact info.
You said, run, run.
I'm
coming for you.
I don't know what you are, but...
I'm going to find you.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. And then... Yeah, hopefully by late December, I get all the content, like, we good.
Bro, I forgot it was 2018.
Were you like, what year is it?
Yeah, I was like, wait, it's 2018, girl.
Yeah, so, yeah, what I need to do is, like, I need to, like, pick a date for every month and have, like, a goal set in mind, like, okay, by, like, July 28th, have, like, draft ideas, like, solid draft ideas on, like, photos and design for, like, what my podcast, like, would look like. Would it be, like, a picture or would it be, like, a design like yeah. this? So have that set out and then maybe, I don't know, August 24th? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 weeks later. Have, like, enough ideas so, like, when I ask people if they want to get on the mission or get on the thing, like,
mm-hmm.
they know exactly what type of content I'm looking for. September. All it is just, like, me really waiting on the podcast to get approved.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, I can make a website in a day, but to actually get, like, everything on Apple Podcasts and Spotify
yeah,
would take forever. But yeah, if you know any gay Asian Americans, let me know.
Okay.
Mm. You.
I can't think of anybody right now, but.
I'm okay. You and.
Me?
No.
Oh, you. Yeah. You.